Our last presentation before lunch is going to be a great one. Happy to introduce Tressie Weeks. She is an attorney and founder of the Weeks Law Firm in Plano, Texas, where she assists families with estate and special needs planning, probate, and guardianship. She's active in the disability rights and advocacy communities, and her special needs law practice has grown out of these experiences and her desire to help families with loved ones with disabilities. She's also an active member of Texas NALA and a frequent speaker for us here at this conference and others for UT and the State Bar. Please help me welcome Tressie Weeks.
Thank you, Bryn. It's always fun to be the speaker right before lunch. So we are going to talk about the deductibility of long-term care expenses. And Bryn, are you going to give me a 15-minute? Okay, that'd be great. All right, thank you. So when we are helping families with kids with disabilities, we are trying to maximize the funds available to those clients. And to do that, we can direct them to the income tax deductions and credits that might reduce their income taxes and make more money available to these families. A lot of the families are overwhelmed with the cost of long-term care. So today we'll talk about how these long-term care expenses can be deducted from their income tax as medical expenses and some other issues as well. So costs for long-term care can be deductible for someone who is chronically ill individual, so they have to qualify for that. And then the income tax deduction can be taken either by the individual or a relative that's paying for that care under certain circumstances if that individual qualifies as a dependent. We'll talk about who qualifies as a dependent. We'll also cover in-home caregivers, what is deductible and what is not, and also how to deduct long-term care insurance premiums. Let's first talk about the amount of the deduction. So the deduction can only be taken for expenses that are not compensated by insurance or other means. It can only be used for people who itemize deductions. And so the standard deduction for 2022 for a single taxpayer is almost $13,000, and for a married couple is $26,000. So if they don't have itemized deductions above that, they cannot take these medical expense deductions. Medical expense deductions can only be deducted to the extent that they exceed 7.5% of the adjusted gross income of the individual. So in this example, we have a single taxpayer. She has an adjusted gross income of $100,000, and she pays $15,000 in mortgage interest and property and sales tax. And because of that, she gets to itemize because that $15,000 is more than her $13,000 standard deduction. And let's say that she supports a loved one that counts as a dependent for her, and she's paying $50,000 a year for that loved one's care. Then she will get a medical deduction of $42,500. So that's the $50,000 minus that 7.5% AGI of $7,500. But let's distinguish between a deduction and a credit. So the deduction reduces the amount of income before calculating the taxes that are owed. For example, if someone has $100,000 of AGI and $40,000 in exemptions, then $60,000 is subject to income tax. So the taxpayer would use the marginal tax rate that applies to $60,000 of income and not $100,000. Long-term care as a medical expense. So the medical expense deduction is set forth in the Internal Revenue Code Section 213. There are a lot of other regulations and things that apply to all of this, and they're in the paper. My goal in the presentation today is to make this simple. If you're looking for more details, you can look at the paper. We know that traditional medical expenses are deductible. But what some people don't know is qualified long-term care expenses are deductible under the Internal Revenue Code, Section 7702B.